The sliding sound of steel guitar originated in Hawaii and spread to the mainland 100 years ago. The modern pedal steel guitar is a signature sound of country music and is heard in black Pentecostal churches, in Nigerian juju bands, and on Bollywood soundtracks from India. But this almost universally useful instrument has made few inroads into jazz. Critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a reissue from 1963 that tried to fix that.
Buddy Emmons on pedal steel guitar with Jerome Richardson on tenor sax. Emmons hails from Indiana, where he studied Hawaiian guitar before turning pro in his teens. In 1963, at age 26, he went to New York to record the quintet LP, Steel Guitar Jazz, with a solid rhythm section including drummer Charlie Persip and sometime Coltrane bassist Art Davis. This is a welcome reissue, not because it's always great, but because there's so little like it. Preacher by Horace Silver. Some early recording artists we now stamp as country and western saw themselves as jazz musicians, like Bob Wills of the Texas Playboys. Western swing hotshot Bob Dunn dreamed of making steel guitar a jazz instrument, and the modern steel, with pedals to change a string's pitch, was developed to bring fancier, jazzier chords within reach. Country musicians love jazz's easy swing, but their concept of jazz harmony often needed an update. And when Buddy Emmons plays something like a hip modern jazz lick, he can lean on it like a joke, as if it's hard to take seriously. It's an odd case of the ironic outsider clashing with earnest New Yorkers. He was ready for him. Here's Emmons on the jazz test piece, Cherokee. That works, but Buddy Emmons and his jazz pals don't always mesh quite so well. Still, everyone tries to get along. Sometimes, pianist Bobby Scott tosses in some rippling Floyd Kramer country licks, which themselves mimic a steel guitar's slide up several notes. Steel Guitar Jazz album didn't make Buddy Emmons a jazz contender, but he's done all right. Also in 63, he joined singer Ray Price for 5 years, and he went on to play on lots of country and pop records. Later, he recorded with jazz guitarist Lenny Bro and made a batch of albums with the word swing in the title, playing country standards and jazz goldies like Perdido and Take the A-Train. Buddy Emmons never gave up on jazz, even if he didn't pick up the New York accent.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.